Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Aron B'Yakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok, Rufus Levi Ben Necham Patur Shach Olei Yisrael. We're holding in Yumud Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis, throughout most of the Amud, speaks about Shaul HaMelech in comparison to David HaMelech. And the main sentence that puts it together is what the Gemara says, that Kamaloi Choli V'Loi Magish Gavri D'Marasai, look how a person doesn't even feel how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. Shaul be'achas also loy, David b'shtayim v'lo also loy. Shaul made one aver, one sin, and that cost him his melucha, his kingdom, while David HaMelech did two sins, and he still had his melucha, had his kingdom. And all the mefarshim are bothered by the same question. V'chi mosoy ponim yesh b'davar? We know that Kadosh Baruch Hu judges people in a very justified way. There's no protexia. You know, there's no favorism. What's the idea that David seems like he's getting a free pass for doing two averis, while Shaul, so strictly, after one avera, he lost the machus? The Mefarsh come with several answers. In Yankov, the Anaf Yosef brings the name of Yosef Elbo Bala Ikrim, based on a mashal. He says, the difference is that Shaul HaMelech, he did something wrong with his machut, with his kingdom. He was supposed to conquer Amalek, and he didn't. So that's why he lost the Melucha. But David HaMelech did something that had nothing to do with his job, so to speak. He had a problem with Uriah, he had a problem with counting Am Yisrael. It wasn't part of his job description. It was a veira outside of his main focus, so that's why it wasn't so bad. The Marsha in the end of the year says another answer, that David HaMelech did tshuva. He was mischaret, he regretted what he did. Well, by Shaul, we don't see that. That's why it was more accounted for that. But the Vilna Gaon says something very deep over here in his Pirush and Mishlei. He says the difference is that Shaul HaMelech, his tendency was to be good. He was born pure. So every Avera counts for him. David HaMelech, on the other hand, was born Admoini. He was born, his natural habit was to be a Rasha. But he overcame his deficiencies. He overcame his bad habits. But there was two things he wasn't able to overcome. So therefore, he accomplished more in life than Shaul. Shaul was naturally good. One thing cost him. David HaMelech had to fix so many things. Two things did not cost him. And to explain the Vilna Gaon a little bit more, I want to bring here the idea that Rav Tzadok HaKohen says. This is based in Rav Tzadok HaKohen in many, many places. In different places, it says different inyonim regarding this topic. And the idea that comes from all of it is the following. There's two aspects of Am Yisrael. There's two types of Jews. There's one who does everything right. He's called a tzaddik. And there's one who doesn't do everything right, but is able to fix all the bad by doing tshuva. He's called a baal tshuva. In general, says Rav Tzadok, that these are the children of Rachel and Leah. Leah had children, and each one of them had to fix something. Reuven did something wrong, Shimon and Levi did something wrong with Shechem, and Yehuda with Tamar. On the other hand, Rachel Imenu had two children that were tzaddikim, Yosef HaTzaddik and Binyamin HaTzaddik. Two aspects in Am Yisrael. One does the right thing, one is the one who comes and fixes the bad things by doing tshuva. Now, Am Yisrael needs both things. And always the first initiation, the first step of doing anything right, you need to have a tzaddik. The beginning is a tzaddik. He does the right thing. We start good. But then, in order to accomplish what we need to accomplish completely, you must have the baal tshuva. Because eventually, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want in the world? He wants everybody to join HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have only tzaddikim join, and not to have all Am Yisrael, that doesn't work. So it says Rav Tzadok, the beginning of the malchus in Am Yisrael, who's the first king? The first king is Shaul HaMelech, who comes from Shevet Binyamin. Binyamin is the ultimate tzaddik. Even more than Yosef, Binyamin is one of the four that died without any sin, as the Gemara tells us. So the initiation of the Malchus and Am Yisrael starts with a pechina called tzaddik. But then eventually, in order to come and gather all Am Yisrael and to bring the ultimate Malchus, that brings Mashiach, that brings the ultimate Geula, you need to have a Melech who represents that, and that's David. David the Melech is the one, as the one is going to tell us later, he kikim ulo shel tshuva. He's the one who presents tshuva, he's the one who presents, he doesn't have anything on his own. Va'ani tefilo, I'm just davening to Hashem. Evan was so a boy named Yisrael Rosh Pina. He was Mos. He wasn't appropriate. He starts his whole process by being the son of Rusa Moyavil, which Am Yisrael thought didn't belong in Am Yisrael. David HaMelech is the one who's far away and comes closer. And he's the one who's going to lead Am Yisrael to bring him to the Geula Shleimo. Says Rav Tzadik, this is really the whole Mahalach in our Gemara. The Gemara in the end of the Talmud tells us, Shaul is not good to be king. Why not? Because lo haya bo shum doifi. He had nothing wrong in him. So, if you have nothing wrong, how can you lead every part of Am Yisrael to bring them back to Hashem? The one who does that, that's David HaMelech, who is full of, so to speak, blemishes. That's why Shaul couldn't be king. That's the Malchus of Shaul that has to end. And this is the Pshat in the Gemara that we are right now. Shaul represents Tzadik. Tzadik makes one mistake, it's over. Kashbokhu cares. A tzaddik. The whole pchina of tzaddik means he's perfect. So the minute he's not perfect, it's over. David HaMelech represents that no, you could do something wrong. You could maybe do even two things wrong. And you could still could come back and do tshuva. Shaul ba'achas also loy, because that negates his whole purpose. And that's really the revelation over here, that a tzaddik on his own cannot stand. Because ain't tzaddik bar tashayasa toy velo yechto. Every tzaddik will sin eventually. Nobody is perfect. So just to rely on the tzidkus, that will not bring us anywhere. David HaMelech is the one who says, even if a person doesn't have aveiro, even if a person is far away, he can still do tshuva and come back. And that's the source of Melech HaMashiach, who's going to bring the whole world back by doing the ultimate tshuva. Obviously, this topic is much wider. We just touched upon it, but gave us a little bit of a taste here in the sugya. Anyone wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.